The U.S. Department of Commerce reported this week that personal income for Americans surged 10.5% in April on the back of government relief programs, but consumer spending has dropped. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by George Nicchetti, Morgan Stanley financial advisor. George, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. So how much has consumer spending dropped?
Well, the 10.5% gain in income is really misleading. And that's because the government has been transferring a lot of funds to individuals and companies in April. So we saw a lot of money coming in, but we saw spending drop. And the reason why spending has dropped is because, first of all, we have forbearance plans now, which means that people can defer mortgages, credit card payments, car payments. There's less spending for things that are required. That's going to have to be made up later on, so we're seeing less spending there. We're all working from home now, those that have jobs, and because of that, we're just living off the resources at home. And stores are closed, so we really can't go out and buy very much. And we've seen a decrease in the cost of petrochemicals for gasoline, so auto fuel is way down. That product used to make goods is way down. And also, people have deferred medical spending. Elective surgeries, seeing your doctor, seeing your dentist, have all been deferred. So we're seeing more money coming in because of the stimulus program, but we're seeing less spending. So the big picture really is the sharp rise in unemployment has led consumers to be cautious. And because of that, retail sales fell in April about 16.4%.
George, I'd be curious to know if that applies, the consumer spending, if it applies to online shopping as well. It seems like everyone I know is buying something online.
Exactly. Online shopping has increased, but overall sales has really decreased, and that's because of consumer confidence. University of Michigan has a report that comes out on consumer confidence every month, and it's down about 20 points from the 12-month average. However, this last month, the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Survey increased a couple of points, which shows that we're kind of moving forward a little bit in a positive way. But reality is we expected the second quarter to be terrible. In fact, the stock market has really looked beyond the second quarter, has looked beyond 2020, and it's been doing really well because it's looking forward to 2021 for the recovery. So our numbers for the second quarter, which are ending now this next month, will be down about 30% on the gross domestic product. But then in the third quarter, which is really July, August, and September, we're going to see an uptick about 20%, and that's because we're starting to see green shoots. People are getting out there, and this pent-up savings rate that we've had will now be starting to be spent really more in the third quarter.
It's funny because you mentioned consumer confidence, and I've spoken with quite a few people that kind of used to rely on credit when they really needed something, and now people that are getting stimulus checks, quite a few of my friends, they're not willing to spend because they want to stash it away because they feel as if their options on the credit front are not going to be there.
Jennifer, you have very smart friends, and you know, keeping some dry powder, saving your money, because we may need it to pay more bills going out into the following months, because we really don't know when we're all going to come back to work. In fact, we think at Morgan Stanley, by the end of the year, we should see about 50% of the unemployed that have been furloughed and laid off come back to work. That still remains a big number that's still going to be unemployed. So they need to really save their money and only spend their money on essential things. The non-essential things, they really have to sacrifice and put away because we may need this money that the government has pushed to us to last us longer than we think.
So what about paying down credit cards, George? So you're saying that is a smart move to hold on to that money. Say you get that $1,200 stimulus, but you have a balance on a credit card. Better to hold on to it other than paying the bill?
Well, that's an interesting question to ask. And credit cards percentages, the amount of money you pay is in the area of, 15-16%. So it's so high that it may be wise to use some of that stimulus money to help pay down those credit cards. However, if somebody's really at risk, then they're going to make that credit card payment, even though it's really, really high, and still use that stimulus money to help them bridge that gap a little further. But the best choice, if you can, is to get that credit card paid down. Credit card payments are non-productive. They're just very, very high, very expensive, and we have to be more disciplined in not taking on more debt.
Let me ask you this lastly, George. What does all this mean for an economy trying to recover from the coronavirus?
Well, it's all about consumer confidence. We had a really good economy going in January and part of February, and the coronavirus has scared people. It's created deaths, it's created illnesses, it's restricted our activities. So spending does not happen until you get confidence. Confidence creates spending. Spending creates a better gross domestic product, and a better gross domestic product encourages hiring to get back to full employment.
George, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All righty, and that was George Nicchetti, Morgan Stanley Financial Advisor.